Caution, the following may contain non-politically correct language. Tongue twister, non-politically correct language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, if you're ready for beautiful, natural-looking, easy-to-apply nails, three colored in seven luscious hues, just...
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
Oh, goddamn hacker, that second-hand knife that asshole's cutting.
The movement was begun 8 months ago by a small group of scientists who discovered, quite by accident, the signals being sent through...
Now, this story is broke today, earlier. Something about a trucker. I think his brakes went out. And it caused a really bad accident. It killed some people. And then he got, or it didn't happen, the story broke today. He killed him, I don't know what day or when this happened, but it's recent. Got 110 years in prison. Now, I heard that his brakes failed. Shouldn't be his fault, but I also heard that's the way it is. If you know, your vehicle malfunctions, you cause an accident, an accident ensues due to your vehicle malfunctioning or the brakes, it's still your fault, which I find to be totally retarded. But truckers are protesting. They're not going through, they said, hell no, we ain't going through Colorado. I doubt they'll even deliver anything to Colorado. Good on them. Good. You don't play that game.
Shut down city. Check down city.
Announced down under. I covered this clip before, but it popped up again. I decide it bears repeating because that's exactly what the Great Reset is about. That's exactly what the scamdemic was designed for. Get everyone to be compliant, to give up their rights, what's left of them, and for them to just total tyranny, medical tyranny, total outright tyranny, and to usher in the Great Reset, which is the New World Order. And straight out of horse's mouth.
Will exposure sites be put back in place, especially with reopening and people going back to pubs and stuff? Because are exposure sites still, will they be put back in place to be listed once we are reopening? Because they're not at the moment.
We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the New World Order.
Will exposure sites be put back in place, especially with reopening and people going back to pubs and stuff? Are exposure sites still... Will they be put back in place to be listed once we are reopening? Because they're not at the moment.
We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the New World Order.
New World Order.
You
heard it right there twice. Fox News, downtown New York City. I'm downtown. I was going to say Manhattan. Somewhere around there. They're in New York City. And even New York City's fed up with Beijing Joe. F Joe Biden right here.
As of now, the ball drop is expected to take place as scheduled, but that is under review. The mayor has said that he is going to meet with Times Square officials and look at the possibility of either canceling or modifying that celebration if the statistics do call for it.
Skeletor out here, Nazi Pelosi, interrupted by protesters or someone passing by saying, let's go Brandon, take a look.
Member of the state legislature, this is it. So, in any case, Mark is on that.
Shut her down.
Member of the state legislature. Shut her down.
We'll be right back.
launching a satellite into quote-unquote space.
A balloon! so much for the rockets and all that crap going to Mars. Everything, it's a balloon. What year are we in? Is this like the 1920s? Oh, man, this is bad. How embarrassing. Never a straight answer, NASA, huh? Let it go, let it go. What the hell is that thing? That's a satellite? You can't just make this up, man. I've been lied to on many fronts, including the scamdemic. Yeah. There we go. The RC blows. He's about to let go. Come on, let go, damn it. Let the balloon go up. Bye-bye. Balloon. Taking a balloon. Think of that. Think about how fragile and how retarded it is. A balloon. Nothing space age about a balloon. Never a straight answer, NASA. A balloon. Fast read headlines, okay? We separate truth from the lies, but we're going to cover some things right here. Some politics. This guy, the NASCAR driver, breaking silence on the Let's Go Brandon chant. I clicked on it. I had to. I want to see what he had to say. He said, NASCAR driver Brandon Brown, the man behind the viral Let's Go Brandon chant, has finally broken his silence on the anti-Beijing Joe phrase. Brown addresses the viral sensation in a new op-ed on Monday. Uh-oh, it appeared in Libtard Newsweek. It was entitled, My Name is Brandon. The popular race car driver chose to speak out about the controversy involving his namesake. He says, I am fully aware that the millions of Americans chanting my name know little about me or about my winning the Talladega race that day, Brown wrote. But I have spent the last few weeks getting to know more about them, and I'd like to share a little more about myself. Brown noted he is not strongly political and has no intention of telling people how to vote in elections. He says, I have no interest in leading some political fight, he said. He says, I race cars. He said, I'm not going to endorse anyone, and I'm certainly not going to tell anyone how to vote. But I also no longer am going to be silent about the situation I find myself in and why millions of Americans are chanting my name. I hear them, even if Washington does not. Despite the declaration, Brown expressed that he will not hesitate to speak on important issues during the upcoming racing season. 99% of my time this upcoming NASCAR season will be spent trying to take the next lap a little faster. But when I have the opportunity and the time, I'm not going to hesitate to speak about issues I am passionate about or the problems we face together as Americans. How you vote is none of my business, Brown said. Instead, I will use what time I have to highlight the struggle we all feel and share as Americans. To my fans, to NASCAR fans, and to everyone who has chanted my name, I dedicate myself this upcoming season to compete hard on the racetrack and to spotlight issues that are important to me and to millions of Americans across the country. Brown concluded his article with a rephrasing of the viral phrase that included his name ending with, Let's Go America. All right, well, yeah. I thought he was going to get all pissed off, but he didn't. He pretty much stayed neutral, which is good. You should. And Brandon, they're not really using your name. They're just using the name Brandon. I mean, it happened on that day you won, and they were saying F Joe Biden, and the reporter said, they're saying, Let's Go Brandon, but it's not referencing you. It came from that day, but I'm sure they're not thinking about you while they say that. They're more or less thinking about Joe Biden, and making fun of that fake news reporter saying that they were saying, Let's Go Brandon, when they were really saying, fuck Joe Biden. Feds catch Saudi Arabian, quote-unquote, potential terrorist illegally crossing the southern border. Well, that's a Saudi Arabian. Imagine that crossing the border. So we have them from all over the world coming here, Beijing Joe. Now, you caught one potential terrorist. I don't know what that means, potential. I didn't click on the, did he look like a terrorist? Was he carrying a backpack or some kind of vest? Oh, sorry about that. It's after midnight. I don't know why that happened. I worked hard for you, that's why. But that's kind of different there. How many
How many of these so-called potential terrorists have crossed the border, though? That's what I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Oh, boy. Here we go. Armed Texans descend on border to round up illegal aliens. Bravo to you guys. Finally. Finally. That's what you do. You know, you got to protect your country. You got to protect your borders. That's what you do. So they're rounding up the illegals. That's good. I don't know why they waited so long, but that's a step in the right direction. McCarthy vows to launch 7 investigations into Biden on day one of GOP taking back the White House. Oh, McCarthy. Seriously? Investigations. About a year from now. Are we even going to be here a year from now? New York's actually looking at passing a bill to actually detain those who didn't take the death shot indefinitely in concentration camps. Yeah, I think on January 5th they're going to vote on that. But we're going to launch investigations into Beijing Zhou a year from now. This fucktard, the governor, these commies, all of them need to be taken out of office. Round it up. Not voted out a year from now. They need to be rounded up. These people are criminals. You're a criminal if you want to pass a bill to round up and put those who didn't take, to round up purebloods, we'll say, and put them in concentration camps. You're a fucking criminal. They all need to be arrested. Citizens arrest time. Something. A year from now, launching investigations. That's crazy. Trump files lawsuit against New York Attorney General Letitia James. Now, I'll be honest with you. I am not abreast of the situation. I really don't know why he's, but I'm sure, I don't know, it probably has something to do with slandering his name, something, I'm sure. I didn't check it out. I didn't look at it. I don't have time for that. Maybe you guys are interested in that headline, and that's part of the reason why I read these headlines. Because if you're interested, I don't have to know about it. You can go, all right, let me go research that. Let me go look that up. I didn't know, you know, if that's your thing. So he's filing a lawsuit against New York Attorney General Letitia James. And over here we have Byron Donalds praises Joe Manchin for killing Build Back Better. That bill is trash, said Republican Representative Byron Donalds. That's this guy over here. That guy right there. That guy, yeah. I'll get my wires crossed. He's congratulating that guy. That's Joe Manchin for killing the Build Back Better bill. And that's good, or whatever the hell you want to call it. And Build Back Better, you know, lowercase b, 666, that's what that is. There is America's Governor DeSantis. Florida set to become America's 22nd constitutional carry state. I like that. Way to go, DeSantis. Way to go for leading the nation, showing them how to run a state the right way. And of course, we're going to round it out with this. If you caught last night's video, I had there about 5 minutes of this piece of crap demon. This friggin' so-called pastor of a church having drag queen story hour for kids. This is satanic. There is absolutely not 1 ounce of Christ in that church. No God whatsoever. There's a lowercase g God. It's called Satan. Damn, sick as all get out. And whoever the parents that allow this, you're fucking child abusers for allowing your children to attend this friggin' satanic garbage is what it is. Talk about a friggin' transgender pastor my ass. Pastor of the devil is what you are. Breaking news. This Australian health official becomes the latest Westerner to reference the New World Order. It's here and it's real, baby. Under the guise, or should we say, yeah, I guess you could say that, of the Great Reset of COVID. By the way, COVID, 5G is COVID. I've already went over that. The symptoms caused by radiation poison, COVID's the cover story. Went over that many times over. But this is all done to usher in the new to the world order. It's here. I explained this to a woman at Kroger tonight. I was talking about it. I said, hey, she looked familiar. I said, you look familiar. I said, you ever go to, because I named some gyms. And she was like, no. How about the Y? Oh, yeah, I used to go to the Y. I said, yeah, so did I before the scamdemic. But anyway, I was explaining to her all this stuff, New World Order. She said, it makes sense. I said, it's here. The New World Order is here. The authoritarians who run Australia have really revealed the true nature of their political beliefs in the age of COVID. The really bad news is they are actually no different than tyrannical leftists throughout the West, including demon rats right here in the U.S. They're no better than them. No, they're the same. Those tyrants down under in Australia, they're the same as the demon rats here. They all want to be tyrants. That's what the demon rats are. They want to be tyrants. Australia was already well known to have flipped from a functioning democracy back into the prison colony it was founded as by the British Empire centuries ago, with Aussie leaders having exploited every ounce of the scamdemic to exercise dictatorial powers under the phony guise of keeping citizens safe. But in recent public comments, one Australian health official let slip that the 1990s era New World Order then U.S. President George H.W. Bush talked about in the wake of the first Gulf War is not a concept that has gone away. If nothing else, this is what we're seeing. It's very much alive and unwell. The New World Order is here. And in recent days, the Australian health authorities have shifted their unusually tough COVID standards towards relaxing some of the mandates on lockdowns. But New South Wales State Premier Gladys Berejiklian, whatever, warned that when the reopening took place, there were bound to be new cases of the virus, and that will, of course, necessitate new lockdowns. So they went full speed commie, then they eased up a little bit. Now they're saying, oh, the virus is back. We're going to have to clamp down again. And that's what they do. They want to do the same thing here. They want to do the same thing here, lock us down again. And then she dropped this bomb. We're talking about Premier of New South Wales. The country, one of the few on the planet that requires citizens to provide a good reason for why they want to leave, in case you didn't know that, planned to track people as well in the New World Order. And you heard her say that, right? Well, we'll be looking at this concerning the New World Order. We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the New World Order, she said. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazard, good name for that, very hazardous, has also used the phrase recently and on several occasions. And here is Hazard. I could play that right here. This is a New South Wales Health Minister. Put that in quotes. Health. Because it ain't about your health. None of it is. Let's see if I can play it. Let's see if it'll be loud enough. Let's see.
World pandemic, a 1-in-100-year event. So you can expect that we will have transmission from time to time, and that's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. We've got to accept that this is the new world order.
This is the new world order. The new world order is here. And the sheeple don't even realize that. You could tell them this. You could show them everything new world order-esque that's happening now. And it's like it goes in one ear and out the other. The New World Order is here. It's at its infancy, you know, but it's here. And it's going to get worse and worse because we have not collectively awakened to the fact of what they're doing. That this is a scamdemic to take away our rights. Basically, an usher in tyranny worldwide. I don't know how else to phrase it. And you just heard it out of both horses' mouth. And there was a video clip that I played a while back that's in Australia. Said this is day one of the New World Order. How much more proof do you need? You've seen all the countries fall in line when the scamdemic broke out. First it was in Wuhan, then it was in Italy locking down and blah, 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 and all these other countries. Yeah. Yeah, all these New World Order governments couldn't wait to do what they've done. You know, under the guise of, oh, well, there's a virus out there killing everyone. No. 5G was the culprit initially, making people sick over there in Wuhan, on top of the fact that they took vaccines. Sound familiar? They're rolling out 5G now. And the death shots. Well, we're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at the death shots. But these vaccines are now exterminating the oblivious demon rats. And they're going to be replaced by illegal immigrants that are protected from the vaccines. So they can replace the dead demon rats. Facts. Facts. We're going to get into that. next. News, Demon Rats will be dropping in droves. That's not to say Republicans didn't take the shot. A lot did, but more Demon Rats are more order followers than anything else. And just as Beijing Joe promised, the winter of severe illness and death isn't merely a threat. It's the roadmap to the mass murder of obedient, oblivious Demon Rats who believed authorities and took the spike protein injections that are mislabeled vaccines. As winter accelerates and vitamin D deficiencies take hold, those obedient demon rats are going to be dying in unprecedented numbers. As the Center for Disease Creation warns, 15,600 Americans will be dying each week by Christmas. But that number could be a lot higher. A lot higher. What they're saying and what will happen, two different things. They're not going to tell you that it's upwards of 25 to 30,000 a week dying. They give you a lower number. We're not saying conservatives didn't take the shot. They did, but more demon rats took it than conservatives. I know this for a fact because I've talked to a lot of people that are conservative, and they have not taken a shot. The demon rats are the ones, and fake news is pushing it on Common News Network, Microsoft LSD. You turn on Fox, they question the vaccine. They plant the seed that this doesn't appear to be good. We don't need to take this if you got ivermectin. This is what Fox will say. This is what OANs will say. OAN goes a step further and has doctors on there saying, don't take this shot. So you got a lot of conservatives exposed to more of the truth as to the nature of this death shot, but not so on libtard media. So more libtards will be dying from the death shot. Starting this winter, we're going to start seeing that. According to the Center for Disease Creation, and illegal immigrants are granted protected status when it comes to this death shots, since the vaccine manufacturers are afraid they'll be sued by non-American undocumented illegals who are injured or killed by the vaccines, as LifeSite News reports. Quote, Reuters reviewed internal documents from the charity operating the global vaccine program, Gavi, showing that about 167 million could be excluded from national vaccine programs. Non-governmental organizations participating in the program run by Gavi, called COVID-19 Vaccines Global Access, or COVAX, say they can't bear the legal risk of administering the vaccines to migrants. So basically, the migrants are exempt from this. They don't have to take it. All right? But vaccine deaths will soon make up the majority of daily deaths in America. And guess what they'll say? They'll say it's a new scary. And this slaughter has only just begun. It's just begun. So you'll see a lot of these demon rats going kaput sooner and later. Yes, conservatives have taken it. Yes, true. But according to sources, vaccines are now set to exterminate the demon rats because the demon rats believe are more like, first of all, the more demon rats are likely not to believe in God. They trust the science, right? Science! And science is leading them to the slaughter. You understand that, right? And if you follow the media's propaganda on this, they are calling anyone who disagrees with the demon rats to be labeled a terrorist, arrested and persecuted, or prosecuted. They need to shut down conservatives, Christians, and patriots before the 2022 midterms because demon rats know they'll be politically slaughtered in the midterms. That's just a side note. And demon rats believe in the death shots. Demon rats believe in concentration camps. They want concentration camps for those who didn't take it, which should tell you that most demon rats took it. The demon rats won't be going to concentration camp. It'll be those who didn't take it. Chances are, those will be conservatives. Moreover, Christians. Those who don't want to put poison in their blood. Those who don't want to trust the science. Those who don't watch the fakest of fakery news that exalts Fauci. So more of us are aware, and we have to be conservatives. We watch and we look and we research. We watch the OAN. I don't even watch it. I watch Fox and OAN some. What I do is I go down the rabbit hole. I'm all deep down the truth. You know, I'm looking at the doctors. What are the doctors saying? The ones that are risking their careers. you know, the Andrew Kaufmans, the Medes, and even then, sometimes they're questionable, but that, at least they're telling us, I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's just nasty. Just expect a lot of deaths. A lot of deaths coming up. It won't be those who dodged the shot. It'll be those who took it. It's the opposite. It's always opposite day when it comes to these damn libtards. Remember that.
And a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, in the hospitals you may soon.
And what does that mean? That sounds like a threat to me. What are you going to do? Are you going to target unvaccinated? You're going to shut off our electricity? Something like that? What's going on? No. We're not the ones that are going to be filling up the hospitals, White House. And the spokesperson that said, you piece of crap, you. That's an insane statement right there. But that was made from the White House as they tell those who didn't take the death shots, oh, prepare to die. You're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. How so? Are you going to be able to target those who didn't take it? Shut off all electricity? What is it? It's not us that are going to be taking it. That's just fear-mongering. But that's what the White House said. They said they're intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. You know, the idiots that took the death shot? They said, you've done the right things, those who took the death shot. And we'll get through this. For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves. And the harsh bills you may soon overwhelm. Well, this is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated, you idiots. It's a pandemic of those who took the shots. That's where it's the opposite. It's opposite day, constantly opposite day. The pandemic of the vaccinated is here. A coming winter surge and the spread of the scary Omicron, or so people think. No. It's people that took the shot. People that took the shot are causing the damn problem. All right? They're the ones that are going to be spreading. They're the ones that will be getting sick. All right? As is seen right here. Those who took the shots, some of them, you know, depending on the lot number of these shots, certain batches are more potent than others. Some aren't nearly as potent. But as time goes on, with your second dose, your third dose, your boosters, etc., they're going to get more and more poisonous. All right, it's those who took the shots are the ones who are going to have the problem and be the problem for those who didn't take the shots. It's the opposite. So it's those who took the death shot are the ones. It's the opposite, White House. It's not us. All right, let's get the facts straight here. But we have breaking news that the number of sheeple that literally took the death shots eerily coincides with Deagle.com's projection for America in 2025. They did a population projection before the scamdemic broke out. And our population, as you see in 2017, 327 million, which is around 370 million now. Well, it's going down. And by 2025, their initial prediction was 100 million, down to 100 million. But take a look at this chart right here. I don't know if I'll blow it up a little bit, expand it. Around 250 million, just under 250 million, have taken the death shots. A good portion of them are fully vaccinated, fully death shotted. And as you can see here, they tweaked their forecast even more. They're saying now, oh, no, it's going to be less than 100 million left by 2025. There's only going to be 54 million by 2025. Where did 270 million Americans go? Let's see by then. By 2025, what does that say right there? Massive population reduction forecast for 2025. Do you see that? Now, in 2016, we had 324 million. 2017, we had 327 million. This year, roughly around 370 million. I guess if you count the illegals, thereabout. Of course, we know they're exempt. But now they said instead of going from down to 100 million by 2025, it's down to 54 million by 2025. And again, this chart shows the number of Americans currently vaxxed. And it aligns unsettlingly with Deagle's forecast
for 2025. And I'll show you one more time. We'll blow this thing up. How many have taken their death shots in America? How many sheeple do we have? A lot of sheeple. Almost 250 million. Almost 250 million. Subtract that from roughly, well, if you subtract it from what they say we have in here, it damn sure falls in line with Deagle.com's 54 million. Anywhere between 100 million and 54 million left in America. So that's what we're looking at. But what is Deagle.com? In BitChute land, know what Deagle.com is, and on Odyssey. But for the average, for the normie, we'll say, we'll let you know what Deagle.com is. It's a private online source for the military capabilities of the world's nation states. It recently released that shocking five-year forecast, and I showed you what that was. Deagle is in the same business as Janes, which has been in the business of analyzing weapon systems for many decades. Deagle. I can't even type that on Fascist Book now. They censored that word. D-E-A-G-E-L. D-E-A-G-E-L.com. Yeah, they analyze weapon systems. They've been doing that for many decades. And if you go to their website, it makes it clear that it's not some average Joe, you know, just talking shit. I mean, this is a legit website, all right? And it's well-connected with defense contractors and government agencies like the C to the I to the A. And they're predicting about 70% U.S. population drop by 2025. Well, how are they going to achieve that? Well, they got the 5G rollout, the death towers. They got them taking the vial. They got the juice coming out of the vial going into their veins. And, you know, you see that's evident right here. Just because you have not laid eyes on that personally, don't worry. That's coming to a grocery store near you, coming to your job, and it's going to happen in the street, on the highways, in the skies. People are going to get sick. They're going to get heart attacks. Not to mention 5G's military-grade weaponry target individuals. So when this happens, it's going to be the biggest thing in world history. Okay, just know that this is a biological war that's being waged upon us. And is this just another coincidence that Deagle.com forecast that reduction in 3 years, or are we watching the genocide? Are we watching the mass murder of America right before our very eyes? And really the world, when you think about it. I think the only country, well, there are some other countries, I think South Africa, but I mean in Africa, but Japan is saying we're not having none of this. The world's laughing at us going along with this genocidal program. Is this just a bizarre coincidence, or did Deagle show us that the globalists planned on killing a bulk of America? The mass die-off by 2025. Is it just coincidence? I don't believe in coincidences. Do you? And if this death shot really was a vaccine and it really worked, why are so many people getting quote-unquote breakthrough cases that are fully vaccinated? It's because it's in the damn vial to put it in your blood. Pure and simple as that. There is no virus out there to catch. It's stupidity. Very much stupidity. But there is no virus out there. So the winter of death for the unvaccinated sounds like the winter of death for those who took it. Coincidence that around 250 million sheeple so far in America have taken the death shot? And by 2025, our population will be drastically reduced? I think not. Don't forget you got chemtrails. Don't forget they could starve us. They could just shut off the food supply in a nanosecond. Something to think about. But one thing's for sure, I'm not taking the death needle. 250 million Americans have taken it. And the population, the great calling is here. The sheeple have been warned.
Sweet dreams.